A troubled woman whose identity we've obscured is gently escorted from her home. No handcuffs. A neighbor said the woman had stopped taking her meds and she's been getting worse, tossing away all her belongings, sitting outside naked, and issuing threats, which the neighbor said he didn't take all that seriously. But in Tucson, the Pima County Sheriff's Department's MIST unit, the mental health support team, takes every threat seriously. And when detectives like Maria Stengel hear from any source that someone is on the verge of violence,
it's truly a job right now for her not to commit suicide.
They move. And now, armed with everything known about a subject,
paranoid and delusional, not on her meds.
A new Arizona law says the individual can be brought in voluntarily to a mental health crisis response center without a warrant or court order or visible evidence of danger.
Are we preventing crime? I think we are.
If they are, it's also because they roll with more information than many of their counterparts elsewhere, like the deputies in Santa Barbara who didn't know about Elliot Rogers' legal gun purchases and had not seen his alarming online postings when they visited him at his mother's request 3 weeks before his May rampage. They missed his true murderous intentions. Here, they respond to hundreds of mental health calls every month. The goal, not arrest, but involuntary mental health first aid to get a troubled individual past the potential explosion point and into treatment.
We do know that we've intervened where potentially there could be violent acts perpetrated.
Violent acts like the guns and explosives ambush a man threatened against the police. This time the father had gotten a court order. The guns never went off. The son remains in outpatient treatment. The new law, plus unprecedented data sharing by every law enforcement and mental health stakeholder in Pima County, aims to make the next Jared Loftner far less likely to slip through the cracks.